to say about kirtan or mantra meditation is it's something you got to do it. How can you describe it? It's like one can give a lengthy explanation about eating and how it's done and how it's experienced and how there are different tastes and different flavors, how they're salty, sweet, hot and whatnot. But ultimately, sooner or later, by the experience itself, one understands. Of course, our penetration is not very deep. You know, like the sound is not just musical. It's spiritual. It's meaningful. It's joyful. It's liberating. Here in this world, we pick up so much baggage into our consciousness, which we carry with us, and it's due to our activities. Everything we do, it sticks, it leaves remnants in the consciousness. So many remnants in our consciousness of hard-hearted behavior, of selfishness, and so on. Gradually one becomes hard and dull and cannot penetrate at all. The thicker the layer of sinful remnants is, the more we are blocked from entering into the deeper experience. Therefore, at the beginning, it's like it's just a tune, you know. Once we were sailing with some boats and we were going from the northern islands of Holland towards to Denmark, and it was there was very little wind. It was quite a large boat, 30 people on it. No, 60 people, sorry, on each boat. And there was no wind, so we went on the engine and the water was quite calm. And I said, what are we going to do? It was a 30-hour journey, yeah, and no wind. So I said, okay, we'll just have kirtan. So we had 30 hours of kirtan. And then at the end of that, we came into a sluice gate. And it was a German one, and there were no people. There was a control tower, no people. And we're after 30 hours, you can imagine, it was rocking. It was really, we were somewhere else, you know. So we were just in the middle of this sluice gate, and the mantra was echoing of all the walls, and no people. Suddenly this voice out of a loudspeaker, got any other tunes? So, you know, it's like that. It's difficult to penetrate. Right? Difficult to penetrate for the outsider. It just seems monotonous. To us, it's not monotonous. To us, it's fun, and there are different moods and different mellows, different flavors. Sometimes, yes, real slow and meditative, sometimes joyful and, you know, exuberant, and so many ways to express the natural feelings of the soul. It is said that in this world, the soul is now in a sleeping state, a dormant state. And it is the mind that has taken over the functions of the soul, thinking, feeling and willing. And that thinking and feeling and willing goes on with the world around us. And we're trying to make something out of it. Like I heard just as I came that Mr. Rhodes, who is the person who has been honored in this palace, was a businessman in Cape Town, and they put him like a sort of a Greek god on a horse there. That's Mr. Rodus. So, romanticizing reality, right? Coloring it with the mind, thinking, feeling, and willing. And we add so much color and so much hope, you know, and I hope it's going to be wonderful. I know it's going to be great. Yes, it may be, may not be, because it's matter. Matter is like that, sometimes great, sometimes not so great, like the Cape Town weather, changing. But spirit is different. It is different. So thinking, feeling, and willing is a function of the soul, which has been borrowed by the mind. And now that thinking, feeling, and willing is awakened in kirtan. And something joyful about kirtan, a taste is there, right? Which we maybe can't quite grasp, but actually it is the joy of the soul, the depth of the soul, the meditation of the soul that is re-emerging. And therefore once one gets that taste, we can go for hours. Like, you know, I could start again just now, but to know what I should do. So this meditation is very important because the material energy is manifest in three modes of material nature. You can see it everywhere: goodness, passion, and ignorance. It's like on the highway. What do you think? Is it goodness or is it passion? Or is it ignorance? What is it? Passion. There is food in goodness, food in passion, food in ignorance, right? Something's been in the fridge. How long has it been in there? Don't know, maybe from last week. Anyway, still tastes all right. Green hair start to grow out of your ears if you do it too often. So what shall we say? Food in goodness, food in passion, food in ignorance. Yes. Places in goodness, places in passion, places in ignorance, people, and so on. So we can put ourselves in all kinds of situations. But we also internally have this experience of sometimes goodness, sometimes passion, sometimes ignorance. And the internal mood does not always correspond with the external. For example, say we are in the forest, beautiful lake, and there's some lotus flowers and some swans. What would you say? What do you think? Is it ignorance? Is it passion? Or is it goodness? The lake with the swans, beauty. Huh? Say it loud. Goodness? My goodness. Right? All right. So let's say the lake with the swan and the lotuses is in goodness. Now, if I'm also in goodness, then in such a place, I go, oh, such a nice place, so peaceful, so wonderful. If I am in passion in that kind of environment, I'm thinking like, God, you know, we're sitting here in the middle of this place, this lake, this stupid swan there, let's see if it can fly. Throw some stones at it, you know? You see the passion, you know, like, let's get some action here, you know, let's something going. Mode of ignorance, you know, let's go to sleep, you know. I mean, let's just, oh God, you know, this place is so peaceful, let's sleep. So, the consciousness goes through these three modes, everything goes through these three modes. So gradually, the mantra lifts us up to goodness, where internally we develop goodness. When internally we have goodness, then internally we are strong, then it doesn't matter whatever goes on around us. It can be madness, and we're still okay. You know? So in this way, one has to build up one's inner spiritual strength. Then the outside world is no longer affecting our consciousness, and we are equipoised in a constant state of mind, not like so dependent on like how much money we make or this or that, happiness and distress. So this is the beginning. These are the first steps of spirituality. And then it goes further and further and further, which we'll talk about some other time. So mantra meditation is nice.